Dreamus Interruptus by Angel Queen. Read by X-Men Hater. Recorded for ITPE 2016 for Love the Heaven. The spring breeze is cool and soothing against the skin of his face. There is the distant sound of Youngling's laughter, but it is by no means disturbing him. The teacup resting in his hands is warm, and the aroma is rich and bracing. He inhales the scent, letting it reinvigorate him. The blaring alarm on his comlink jerked Obi-Wan out of his sleep so violently that he leapt out of his bunk, lightsaber in hand and activated, tense and ready to defend against any attack. He blinked, taking in his surroundings, and then deactivated his blade. Cursing under his breath, he'd been enjoying that dream of peace and solitude. He reached for his comlink and flipped the appropriate switch.
"Kenobi here?"
"General,"
came Cody's voice through the device. "Sorry to wake you, sir."
He sighed.
"It's fine, Cody," he said. "What's wrong?"
"Word just came from the surface," his commander answered. "Senator Amidal has been kidnapped. Again."
Cody's dry tone only added to Obi-Wan's sudden desire to smash his head against the bulkhead.
"Where is Anna?"
is his first question.
"General Skywalker is..."
The ship around him began to shake and groan, and Obi-Wan looked up in alarm.
"Cody, what was that?"
There was a slight delay in response, which only served to increase Obi-Wan's anxiety. Then, finally, Cody said in a tired, resigned tone,
"That was General Skywalker, sir. She just blew out of the hangar in her fighter."
The bulkhead was looking even more tempting. Obi-Wan sighed again and ran his fingers through his mussed, copper-colored hair.
"Not again," he muttered.
Yet again, his former Padawan had decided to display her more reckless behavior. It was hardly a surprise, though. Anna and Padme both tended to act heedlessly and rashly whenever the other was in danger. Anna's mad plan to rescue the senator when she was taken aboard the Malevolent several months ago barely scratched the surface of what the two women were willing to do for each other. In truth, it put the ancient tales of S.H.I.E.L.D. sisters among the Jedi in centuries gone by to shame. Obi-Wan spoke into his comlink again.
"Scramble our fighters and prepare to launch at my order, Cody. Also, get me in contact with someone on the surface. I want to know what the hell happened this time."
Cody's reply was crisp.
"Yes, sir."
Throwing the comlink down on the rumpled blanket, Obi-Wan quickly began to dress. Still, as he did so, he also cast his mind further out, seeking his former Padawan.
"Anna, what are you doing?"
"Nothing to worry about, Master,"
came the all-too-cheerful reply.
"Everything is under control. Oh."
"What?"
There was a pause, then.
"Padme just blew up the transport the Separatists were trying to take her away in."
There was no mistaking the pride in Anna's voice.
Obi-Wan wondered just how someone who was so devoted to peace and diplomacy could be so good at causing explosions.
It couldn't just be Anna's influence, could it?
"Ha! Padme just captured the Separatist general, Obi-Wan. This is great! The Clankers are scared spitless of her."
He couldn't take it anymore and bashed his head against the bulkhead. Those two were going to be the death of him. He just knew it. The end.